Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. All eyes on Wall Street today. Plenty of questions about the financial markets after yesterday's sell-off. Now, early signs are better. Futures were up overnight, and Japan's Nikkei closed dramatically higher. 1010 Winds' Marilyn Buckley has a story from Wall Street in this live report.
Hopefully a better day today on Wall Street. Futures were up overnight. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index soared nearly 11%. This is just a day after it set markets tumbling on Wall Street and across the world. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says fears of the recession led to the sell-off.
If you are a long-term investor, take a deep breath. It is very scary, I get it. But if you're investing for decades in the future, you stay still, you do nothing. You try to maintain your game plan.
The S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow Jones all sank about 3% yesterday. The drops were the latest in a global sell-off that began last week. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Wall Street.
Two pedestrians, one an NYPD officer, are recovering after a nasty crash in Hamilton Heights.
It was an out-of-control pickup truck that slammed into two pedestrians who were walking on St. Nicholas Avenue. Eyewitness Mike Evans says the pickup truck was turning from West 148th Street onto St. Nicholas, but instead of turning at the corner, for some reason, the driver cut across the sidewalk and struck the two men and caused a lot of damage.
She had to go at a certain speed when she took off to knock down the fire hydrant and then also to hit the UPS truck.
Evan says one man only had a few scratches on his hand, but the other was thrown into the crosswalk.
They had to cut his pants legs off and so forth because his legs was messed up. We don't know how bad it was. And we were just glad that his head didn't get run over by the tire.
The driver of the pickup remained at the scene. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Hamilton Heights.
Police have charged the driver, 23-year-old Jocelyn Carrion, with reckless endangerment and vehicle and traffic law infraction. A mask ban is coming in Nassau County. The legislature approved a bill making it a misdemeanor punishable by a $1,000 fine or a year in jail to wear a mask or other facial covering to hide identity in public. The measure has exemptions for health, safety, religious, and cultural purposes. The Republican majority pushed it through over Democratic objections. County exec Bruce Blakeman supports it and is expected to sign it. It's likely to face challenges. Beth Arulis of the New York Civil Liberties Union says it's a bad move in the middle of a COVID surge, and then there are the free speech implications.
Mask bans have been used to squash political protests. Like other laws that criminalize people, this will be selectively enforced. It will be used to arrest, dox, surveil, retaliate against people of color and protesters that the police and local individuals disagree with.
Arulis says the group's looking at their options and plans to fight the law. This is their forever home. A New Jersey woman has started a special sanctuary for older dogs in Upper Freehold Township. Doreen Jacobak says she currently has 20 dogs over age 7, and they get medical care, swimming, treadmill workouts, and of course, lots of attention. She says it never gets easy to see families give up a pet.
Some of the dogs are coming from the most positive environment, and if it wasn't for the circumstance that the owner was dealing with, they might be foreclosed on their house. They had no place to live, or if an owner passed away, they experienced some trauma.
The sanctuary is called Marty's Place in honor of Jacobak's own late senior dog. The City Office of Emergency Management has issued a travel advisory for today and tomorrow on concerns of heavy rainfall and possible flash flooding. Commissioner Zach Iskel tells 1010 Winds.
You know, we're out there. We're clearing catch basins. We're distributing flood barriers to New Yorkers around the city with our partners at DEP. We're doing a ton of messaging and a ton of work, making sure people are, you know, getting the information that they need.
And he says New Yorkers should drive slowly and stay indoors during the rain if they can. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest AccuWeather updates and all the info you need. We'll get you through.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.